The employment figures released last week by the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed employment had risen. 257,000 jobs were filled. Despite that, the unemployment rate was little changed at 5.7%. So how does the Kansas City area stack up to the national figures? And what about Kansas City Star columnist Yael Abulhaka's contention that other metro areas have been eating our lunch when it comes to job growth in recent years? Here to give us an update is Frank Lank. He's Director of Research Services for the Mid-America Regional Council. And Frank, welcome back again. Nice to have you. Well, let's get right to it, Frank. What we aren't doing as well as a nation when it comes to employment. And I'm wondering, where do we stand in comparison? Give us a picture here.
So, like weathercasters, we just got some new data. And the new data.
You're always getting new data.
The new data says that over the last year, we actually grew about the same rate as the rest of the U.S. instead of lagging like we had for several years. So that's very good news.
That's
a change.
Because the initial data had said we were sort of falling behind, but these new numbers suggest something else.
We're still behind in terms of our recovery since the Great Recession. So we have been lagging for several years, and we have a ways to go to really catch back up. But over the last 12 months or so, we've grown at about the same rate as the U.S.
Okay. And how important is that in your view?
Well, I think that's a good milestone. I mean, in the 2000s, we lagged the U.S. until 2007, that we had a brief spate where we grew a little bit faster than the U.S. before the entire economy turned down. We've been lagging since 2010 this decade. But it only took us till 2014 to start growing at about the same rate. So we're doing a little bit better than we did last decade. But still, the trend has been we've been lagging in the U.S. for the last couple of decades.
I guess the question then becomes, why, Frank? What is it about this metro that holds us back? Because when we talk on this program about our economy, as we have so many times, you always sort of get back to the point that the Kansas City area has a well-balanced economy and we don't take the big hits or suffer the huge upticks as so many other communities do. We're in a safer category. So why are we lagging? What's the issue?
So it really has been an issue of resilience. And whether we decline less and boom less as well really depends on the recession. And this last recession, we were late coming into it, and we did decline less. But like the prior recession, we have been slow coming out of it. It's a matter of our resilience has been somewhat less than elsewhere. Hmm. And as to why that is, a lot of it has to do with what we call the three drivers of economic growth. So how well you trade with the rest of the world, how innovative you are, and the quality of your labor force. Our labor force quality is high, but we do lag in terms of STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math occupations here.
Hmm.
We are not as innovative as other parts of the country. Our patents lag significantly, and they're much more concentrated. There's only a few firms that do the bulk of the patenting here. And then in terms of trade, we're sort of here in the center of the country, and we don't really always think about trading with the rest of the world. Some companies do, but by and large, the share of our economy devoted to trade has actually been shrinking over the last decade or so.
Hmm. Well, I want to talk about those three areas, but what's your sense of how aggressively, Frank, the Kansas City area is going about addressing these weaknesses and trying to shore these things up so that we can propel ourselves down the road here?
So I think the Great Recession was a wake-up call for many areas across the country, not just here. We've taken it quite seriously, I think, and have a couple of different efforts that are currently underway. One is KC Rising, which is a joint effort between MARC, the Civic Council, the Area Development Council, and the Greater Kansas City Chamber to really look at these three drivers and try and figure out what is our action plan, what is our strategy. The best metropolitan areas have their acts together. They're acting more in concert than we tend to do. We have a lot of great efforts underway, but they aren't always to scale. They don't always work together very well as a system. And so figuring out where the gaps are and how we can do that better is one of the goals of this particular initiative. Another one is Enterprise KC, which is also a chamber initiative to try and make us more innovative and, again, do a better job of identifying the real gazelles in our businesses and really invest in them.
So the business community is well aware of these weaknesses. As you're pointing them out, they're all over this. They're addressing them, and maybe there's some comfort in that. So should I take some comfort in that?
So I think we should take some comfort in is that we are working harder than ever on taking a lot of the efforts that have been underway and blending them into a more coherent system so that we can address them and monitor progress more easily and make course corrections as we need to.
Yeah. In the Kansas City Chamber's 2015 economic forecast, to which you lent your expertise, there was this statement: Metropolitan Kansas City's lackluster economic performance relative to the nation is part of a longer-term trend stretching back through most of the 2000s. I didn't realize it went back that far. Again, what's causing that? It's extending as far back as it has.
So, well, one reason is Sprint has not performed as well as during the 2000s did during the 1990s. When Sprint was doing really well, the economy here did really well. When Sprint hit some rough times, the rest of the economy was hurt as well. It is one of our biggest exporters of services and goods to the rest of the world.
So even that one company,
accounted for roughly half, we estimate, of the reason why we slowed down during the 2000s.
So have we been too reliant then upon that one industry? Because I just said a few minutes ago that my sense has always been that we're pretty well balanced here. Were we too heavily reliant upon Sprint?
Perhaps. I mean, all industries go through ups and downs. The ones where we're strongest are at professional business services. So that'd be architects and engineering and IT and so on. And then also in manufacturing, we've done a good job of hanging on to the jobs better than elsewhere. It's not growing all that much in terms of jobs, but we are not losing them. And then with announcements like Ford and so on, we are actually beginning to add jobs in manufacturing as well.
Let me get our listeners involved here. Perhaps you have questions about the job growth stats for the Kansas City area. 816-235-2888 is our phone number here. Again, 816-235-2888. Frank Lenk, Director of Research Services for the Mid-America Regional Council, is my guest. Let's walk through some of the weak areas that you just highlighted a few minutes ago, Frank. The first one, as you pointed out, is firms engaging in domestic and international trade. Again, put that more in layman's terms for me. Why would anyone expect the Kansas City area to be engaged heavily in that? And do other Midwestern cities do better in that category than we do?
Yeah, some of them do, although I'd be hard-pressed to identify which particular one. But the reason why we need to be concerned about it is that 80% of global growth is going to occur outside the U.S. Mm-hmm. So we can't just hitch our star to what's going on in the rest of the U.S. We really need to figure out how to export goods and services around the world. And some of that may be going to companies in New York who then export around the world. That would be okay as well. But that more global perspective on the economy and what can we do that's of value to the rest of the world is really why regional economies exist. They exist to serve a larger market. And so in the past, we've had an agricultural base, a transportation and logistics base. The professional services base seems to be what is growing the most, and it's one we just need to figure out how to really ramp up and take to scale.
Did we used to have trade centers, world trade centers, based here in Kansas City that have since disappeared?
They haven't disappeared. We have
still here.
We have a world trade center. We have Smartport, internet focused on international trade, but the hard part is taking those efforts to scale and making sure that every business has the opportunity to export, does so, and does so at its maximum potential. And it's also in part about being more innovative. So if we build that better mousetrap, the world beats a path to your door.
I thought we have this huge intermodal system down in Gardner that would have been a direct response to what you're talking about here. We're shipping stuff to Mexico, shipping stuff to Canada, or what am I missing here?
So we do a great job of shipping stuff, that's produced elsewhere.
Produced elsewhere.
The question is, how much value are we adding here? So we add value as the ones who know how to get it where it needs to go. So I'm not discounting that. And we offer value as a place to store stuff while it's on its way, but the real value is in the creation and of goods with a higher information content, higher quality, and so on. And that's where we need to focus.
Let's turn to the weakness in human capital. You were talking about the lack of STEM capability in our population, science, technology. Again, I thought we were known here for good, hardworking Midwestern people, and you're saying we are, but we're missing sort of a component here that would be important going forward.
So we're better educated than the U.S. average.
Mm-hmm.
And but the composition of our of the folks with a bachelor's degree, for example, is much more weighted heavily towards education and business, and less towards science, technology, engineering, and math. And most of the growth, at least most of the firms that are looking for labor are looking for labor in that in those STEM areas. Mm-hmm. That's where the labor shortages are. And so, if there's a constraint, we don't have enough of the right kinds of workers. It really is there. We need to figure out a way to boost our STEM. Our STEM graduates.
And to what extent are the educators of the area aware of that need, and how are they addressing it?
So one of the programs that we are working on at Mark is we got a grant from the Lumina Foundation to work on boosting educational attainment so that post-secondary attainment in a degree or certificate increases from 41% to 60% over the next 10 years or so.
I'm sorry, 41% of what?
41% of adults having an associate's degree or a bachelor's degree or above or a post-secondary certificate, boosting that to at least 60% over the next 10 years. So that'll help. It's the composition of that we need to make sure stays focused on where the demand really is, and the demand seems to be mostly in the science, technology, engineering, math areas.
Let's go to some phone calls at 816-235-2888 as we talk about the employment health of the Kansas City area here with Frank Link from Mark. Let's go to Jake from South Kansas City. Jake, you're on the air. Well, Jake, go ahead and call back. I think I lost you, Jake. Michael tweeted us twice with these comments. The wages provided to new Kansas City, Missouri jobs are seeing stubbornly slow wage growth. On top of that, Kansas City, Missouri employers are increasing work hours per week with virtually no real increase in pay. What about that, Frank?
So it's a great question. That's been the one downside of all the jobs reports, as good as they've been nationally and as good as this one is locally. Is that wages haven't really budged at all. Median household income is lower now in real terms than it was in the late 1980s, and it's gone down since the Great Recession. It hasn't really rebounded yet, but it takes a period of relatively rapid job growth to boost the demand for labor enough that employers find they have to pay workers to work for them. There's a competition for workers, and so that's where we're entering in right now. And our projection is that over the next year, instead of gains at about the rate of inflation 2%, we should see roughly double that. So real incomes should begin to actually improve. Standards of living should begin to improve, and it should not just occur at the top end, but it should begin to affect the median as well.
The forecast also expects more jobs for the Kansas City area to be created this year. How many is it predicting, Frank, and do we know where these jobs are going to be coming from?
Yeah, so over the last year, the new data is that we added about 22,000 jobs, which exceeded our forecast for the year. So that's good. We are forecasting about the same over the coming year. Most of the job growth has been in the service sector. A little bit of growth in manufacturing. Most of the job is in professional and business services. Mm-hmm. Also health services. Some growth in administrative and support, which tend to be part-time jobs, which are not great jobs. One of the more surprising things in this most recent data was that the leisure activities showed a big boost in the last quarter. I'm guessing that has something to do with the Royals.
Something to do with that.
Something to do with the Royals.
The fact that the service economy is increasing, is that the part of the economy that we want to be increasing? Because I'm thinking those jobs typically aren't really real high paying positions.
Well, that's not true. So a good chunk of the service jobs are high paying. So your engineers and your architects, your scientists,
engineers and scientists go into that category.
Your professional business services is a high paying occupation. Your administrative support positions are not. Health is a bifurcated sector, so your nurse assistants not so high paid. Obviously, there are some very well paid in the medical sector. Mm-hmm. So the answer is more it depends, but it also seems to be where the demand is. We were talking about transportation before. It's a great sector, but it doesn't employ much. Wholesale trade is the same way. We do a lot of distribution, but the employment is not growing in those sectors. Whereas growing is really in service sectors. So we need to make sure our people are prepared to to perform in the high-paid portions of those sectors and not in the low-paid portions.
Yeah. So job growth will continue this year. Just as a final point, Frank, what should we be concerned about going forward here? What's on your radar screen?
So number one is wages. Will they really increase? Will the gains that have been accruing to the top 10% start accruing to everyone?
Mm-hmm.
That really is the sign of a self-sustaining recovery. You know, we're still basically on life support from the Fed, 0% interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
So that should tell you the economy is not quite healthy again, despite these great job numbers. As wages begin to improve, which I expect that they will, we'll see the Fed start to raise interest rates. That'll be the sign that that the economy really is getting back to something more like normal.
Can you isolate your research to get an idea of how well the metro is doing by region, for example, the Northland versus the East Side versus the South Side? Do you have a sense of that?
Yeah, I'd say, not surprising to most, that most of the job growth so far has been in Johnson County.
That's still the case.
That's still the case.
It's been a tradition. It's still the case.
Still accounting for at least half. Some estimates during this very sluggish period, as much as 80% of the region's job growth was occurring in Johnson County. That should begin to spread. We should see more in Jackson County. Wyandotte County has also done very well with the addition of Cerner and so on in the west. And the Northland is following right behind.
And the east side of Kansas City, which has traditionally been a weak spot?
East side is still a weak spot. Mm-hmm. In order for jobs to grow, income has to also grow. It's been a region of higher poverty. There's been some redevelopment going on there, more so than we've ever seen before. So I'm very hopeful going into the future, but it's still a challenge for us.
What is it about Johnson County, Frank, that it continues to be something of the economic driver for the metro here? I mean, what do they have that the rest of the metro does not?
We can start right off with the quality of the available labor force. So they have already 60% of the people that live in Johnson County, the adults living in Johnson County, have a bachelor's degree or above. And the rest, the average for the metro is at about 35%.
So a huge increase.
So a huge differential there compared to the rest of the region.
And that makes a big difference.
That makes a big difference.
That's
income. That's capability. And employers like to be where they can get the labor pretty easily.
That's Frank Lenk from the Mid-America Regional Council. He's Director of Research Services for MARC. And, Frank, I always appreciate the updates.
Sure.
Nice to drop by.